Let's Talk with Anna Glavinsky.
I do indeed have Evan Morris with me on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, I'm great, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic to see you. You've got a very exciting, daring, dashing story to share with us today. What was the inspiration for you behind writing this book?
It's interesting. After my father sadly passed away over 20 years ago now, I found out he was in a special operations executive, which he never told me, which was... for those who aren't familiar, was Churchill's Department for Ungentlemanly Warfare. I knew he'd been on a raid to Singapore Harbour, and I knew little bits of the story. But after he passed away, I started to develop a chronology of what had happened, and that's culminated in what seems to be a book that people like very much.
And yeah. So, you know, he didn't actually tell you this story himself, and then he was no longer there to share the words with you. So how did you go about informing yourself, especially as there was so much classified information around it?
There was, a lot of the documents were classified top secret, which have since been released. But there, I got his SOE records from the Q from the document depository and the military records office in Glasgow. And I could see his military movements over that period of time. And there's various books that relate to that period. And I was quite amazed how many mentions of my father were in these books. So amassed by about 20 volumes, I pieced bits of information from each of them and compiled the story that is The Tiger's Revenge. It took over 3 years. Lockdown was helpful for me because it allowed me to concentrate my efforts.
To be fair, lockdown was different for so many people, and many people did really make a good job of it. What you said there about Churchill's group of ungentlemanly warfare. Could you go into that a little bit and explain what you're getting at with that?
Yeah, well, the team that he worked with, 14 military and naval personnel, 3 were British, the remainder, the 11, were Australian. They were the inception of special forces. They were trained to levels of fitness and expertise that had never been attempted before. Their fitness, my father said, and he wasn't a boastful man. He was a miner from the Rhondda Valley who was below ground at 14 years of age, working in a pit a mile below ground. He said he could run over coral, razor sharp coral. His feet were so tough. And their level of fitness, he could use plastic explosive, an array of weapons, and they were absolutely fearless. They sailed a little Japanese fishing boat from Sydney to Singapore, went ashore in 3 canoes and put magnetic mines on 7 Japanese ships and blew up 37,000 tons of ship in occupied Japanese Singapore Harbour, and came back to the fishing boat and sailed back to Australia undetected. The Japanese never knew who committed that attack. It was just... And what amazes me is things like dambusters and cockleshell heroes, they're known to us all. But if you say to someone, Operation Jaywick, they'll scratch their head. What was that? It's unbeknown. And that was a big bit of my motivation to tell the story.
And do you think the reason it was such an unknown story is because of the need for it to stay top secret for so long? And then would that be then combined with like the personality of your dad? You said he wasn't a boastful person. So, you know, what was he like in carrying that story?
Yeah, none of them were, to be fair. It's almost as if I know all the characters. They were very calm, quiet man. No, the reason I believe it was unknown is there was terrible retribution paid on the population of Singapore, especially the Chinese, who the Japanese hated. And equally, the Chinese hated the Japanese. The secret police of Japanese were under tremendous pressure to find out who did it. And what they did is scapegoated the local Chinese population. And one of the women, a heroine called Elizabeth Choi, who used to help the prisoners in Changi Jail, the British prisoners, she was actually stripped naked and a very sensitive part of her body was electrocuted. And they did it in front of her husband to try and force a confession because they felt secret police, the prisoners in Changi, had initiated the attack through the local Chinese populations because they knew, and she was the most influential person in helping in the prison. So my belief, and I could actually prove this through the trials, because 14 of the Japanese secret police were actually hung after the war because of the retribution that they committed because of Operation JWIC. So there was a shame on the British government and the Australian government for keeping it secret.
Yeah, that must have been a guilt as well that hung heavily on you know, your dad and the guys that they knew that they were the ones responsible for it.
My father never actually knew about the massacre. Wow. It was called the Double Tenth. It was not made public till 1990. The Australian government never recognised the Double Tenth Massacre, as it would come to be known, because it was committed on the 10th of October 1943, was because of Operation JWIC. It would have broken my father's heart because he felt he had been on a successful mission,
yeah,
as did the rest of the crew. But, it was a tragedy what happened.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's heartbreaking. It makes your blood run cold. The story is called, or the book is called, The Tiger's Revenge. So why did you come up with that title? Which revenge are we talking about, and why the animal tiger?
Well, the tiger, my father escaped Singapore, one of the very few unlucky people, with a guy called Ivan Lyon, who was a captain in the Gordon Highlanders Regiment. Lyon was a real character, and he was the commander of Operation JWIC. And one night he went out into Little India in Singapore, had a few too many tiger beers, and he went into a local tattoo artist. And it was very unorthodox for an officer to do this. He had a massive Malay tiger tattooed on his chest. Now, he was the commander, so I've called it The Tiger's Revenge. But one of the big things as well, his wife, en route from Australia to meet him, was captured by a ship, a German surface raider, who handed his wife and young baby over to the Japanese. And she spent the war in a Japanese concentration camp. So The Tiger's Revenge is about how Ivan Lyon vented his anger in terms of getting back at the Japanese. So that's where The Tiger's Revenge comes from.
And then, you know, obviously it was a successful mission, and then it had its retributions, which in a way almost had nothing to do with, you know, the reason behind the mission and what your dad and the tiger were trying to achieve. What were the impacts on the actual war? You know, their reasons for doing it, what was the impact of that, the success that they had?
Well, 14 guys in a 70-foot Japanese fishing boat sank more ships in the Pacific arena, more Japanese ships, than the British Navy did. Ivan Lyons was recommended for a Victoria Cross. Wow. My father got the military medal, which is, I think, 2 removed from the Victoria Cross. It said the Royal Navy, who were on the board assessing the medal citations, were not at all keen for a military commander to get a Victoria Cross for a maritime mission. You can imagine it was very embarrassing for the Royal Navy that an army officer sunk more ships than the Royal Navy did in the Pacific arena. So it was a massive impact in that area. And for the life of me, how it's not more broadly known, I don't know. But if anyone wants to read the book, and it's got great reviews, if you just Google The Tiger's Revenge, you'll see it where it's available. It's in lots of places.
Yeah, we'll make sure that the listeners definitely know all the information for getting their hands on it. What do you hope the takeaway is for readers who do read the book?
Audaciousness. They said, you know, they were terrified when they went 50. Bear in mind, they were 2,500 miles behind enemy lines. It was the deepest waterborne surface penetration of special forces of World War II. These are facts, undeniable. 50 miles behind enemy lines, they were terrified because they'd just entered. When they got 500 miles behind the lines, it felt quite calm and quite safe. Special forces know that today. And you see that happening in Ukraine today. The Ukrainians are committing forces deeply behind enemy lines in Russia, and they're not expecting them to do it. These rules were not realised back then. Everyone thought Ivan Lyon and my father were mad to contemplate going so far behind enemy lines. But when they got back unscathed, it was like, yeah, no, they felt absolutely deflated because they were expecting a hero's welcome and they never got it for something. So, but the book probes and helps someone understand the nuances of the story. And I understand it in a way now that I never did. And it's been a, you know, I had a very rewarding career myself, but this has been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done.
And what do you think that your dad would make of the book if he were to read it? And in the process of writing the book, does it make you see your own father in a new light?
Yeah, I always knew he's an honourable guy. Yeah, some of the things I've found out, because he was actually a medic. He wasn't a killer, but he was trained to be, you know, very adept at the art of doing damage, let's put it that a nice way. But the people he helped leaving Singapore, he helped hundreds escape, men, women and children, and he tended to some terrible, terrible injuries. I know things now I never did know, and it makes me very proud. You know, everyone's got a book in them, and if you've got a story to tell, you really should commit the time to do it. A very cathartic experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. I really can imagine. Well, well done for putting pen to paper. It really has, sounds like it's been a work from the heart, but also fact-checked and all the rest of it as well. So well done. The book is called The Tiger's Revenge, the story of a largely unknown and most daring raid of World War II. You can pop that into Google. It's by Evan Morris. You can also find it on Amazon or, of course, the Talk Radio Europe bookshop. Evan, thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.